The trial for a woman accused of starting a Canton house fire has been continued with no new dates set. 43-year-old Francesca Winston Johnson of Canton was scheduled to be tried January 27th in Stark County Common Pleas Court. Her attorney requested a continuance due to a recent eye injury, which Judge Taryn Heath approved. Winston Johnson is accused of setting clothing on fire in a closet at a 19th Street Northeast home in January 2025. One adult and three children were inside at the time. The blaze caused about $27,000 in damage, but no one was injured. She faces charges including aggravated arson and endangering children. Washington Township fire officials say no one was hurt in a blaze at a mobile home. Flames broke out just after 7:30 this morning in the 4400 block of Union Avenue. The fire started in the attic and was contained there. A damage estimate was not available. Assistant Chief Don Morrow says firefighters were assisted by crews from Alliance, Homeworth, and Nimishillen Township. The cause is under investigation by the state fire marshal. Union Avenue was temporarily closed while crews worked. In Plain Township, a fire destroyed a mobile home Monday afternoon. Around 4:30, firefighters responded to the 2500 block of Willow Row Avenue Northeast. Chief Howard Hirschberger says crews arrived to find flames underneath and inside the home. Insulation had caught fire while heating frozen pipes. The residents were outside and one person was treated for smoke inhalation. The blaze did about $150,000 in damage. Firefighters from Canton and Canton Township assisted at the scene. Canton police will soon have drones to help in emergency responses. City Council unanimously approved a contract with Brink Drones through Motorola Solutions Monday. The city gets a one-year free trial with three drones, one launched from a city building and two in patrol vehicles. They can arrive before officers, providing real-time video and audio to respond to crimes, search for missing children, survey fires or hazardous situations, and deliver emergency supplies such as Narcan or EpiPens. If the program continues, the contract could cost about $100,000 per year. The repository reports some residents voiced privacy concerns. Police say cameras will only be used in public spaces. Plain Township trustees have denied a developer's plan to build 120 homes on 59 acres near Ivy Street Northwest. Monday's vote came after a lengthy hearing with about 100 residents. Trustees said the high-density R6 plan didn't fit the neighborhood, lacking amenities like a pool or clubhouse. Neighbors warned of safety risks and impact on open space. Developer K. Hovnanian, Ohio, had proposed homes with 3 to 4 bedrooms, but trustees said the area was better suited for R1 zoning. The Louisville Board of Education approved a 5-year forecast Monday, WDPN's David Schurer reports.
The district faces an $11.4 million deficit by fiscal year end 2030 if the 4.0 mil levy fails. The levy is slated to raise $2,562,000 annually with no increase to residents who will continue to pay as currently. The 5-year fixed sum levy will be on the May 5 ballot. The January 30 hiring of high school football coach Matt Farino came to an end February 8th due to his recent discovery of a serious health issue, according to school officials.
The board also accepted donations totaling about $3,700 for the backpack, summer lunch, Little Leopards programs, and the bowling team, along with staff retirements, hiring, and supplemental athletic contracts. The Perry Local School District is moving ahead with plans for a new middle school. Site work, including tree removal, is expected to begin in about 2 weeks at Hartwick Park. The new building will combine Edison Middle School and Pfeiffer Intermediate and serve students in grades 5 through 8. The $62 million project is mostly state-funded and is scheduled to open in the fall of 2028. An East Liverpool man has been indicted by a Columbiana County grand jury in connection with the death of his pregnant girlfriend. 20-year-old Cameron Martin is charged with 2 counts each of involuntary manslaughter and aggravated vehicular homicide. Police say 21-year-old Stephanie Householder and her unborn child died in July 2025 after an argument led to her exiting the vehicle and being allegedly run over by Martin. He was served with the indictment Saturday. His bond is set at $100,000. Martin is scheduled for arraignment February 26th in Common Pleas Court. A woman is on trial in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court for a 2023 shooting in Youngstown. 29-year-old Robin Johnson of Boardman faces charges of discharging a firearm near prohibited premises and 2 counts of felonious assault, including gun specifications. The Vindicator reports prosecutors say she shot a woman in the shoulder, striking her lung, and claims self-defense isn't valid. Johnson's attorney argues she fired after being attacked during a confrontation on South Avenue. The trial resumed today. A man is being held without bond facing federal threats charges. 47-year-old Charles Ingram of North Bloomfield is accused of posting violent threats online against law enforcement, judges, and political figures. FBI agents found guns and ammunition during a search of his home. A federal judge in Youngstown ruled Monday that Ingram poses a serious danger and will remain in custody while a grand jury reviews the case. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.